once every 2 years, and it's today and tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. at Necker's Jewelers.
Mike Schultz is here, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to us about the movies he has seen and the movies he will see. As we used to say back in the day, all that is seen and unseen. He is the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader, as well as the manager of the calendar on that fine publication.
The calendar warlock.
Yes.
Can we call me that one?
This is what I remember like from last week. I don't remember what you saw. But
I didn't
remember,
until I walked right up to the building, actually.
But
yeah.
I remember you thinking that you had a shot at having a good weekend.
Yeah. And from what I remember, I always go to rcreader.com to read Mike's reviews. Even movies I don't care about, I just like reading his columns.
Well, you're
kind. You didn't hate anything.
I didn't hate anything.
You didn't
go
nuts for anything.
I only really liked one of the three, but I didn't hate anything.
Okay, remind me
again
what
that was. The one I really liked was In Time, that sci-fi flick with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
Really, really good, clever. I'm one of the few who likes this, though. This might be just a... Might be just a mic or bust type of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's getting some really bad reviews
out there.
Didn't
do the best.
Didn't do very well box office wise. I thought it was incredibly clever, really, really well produced. Good. It looks great. It's got great music. I thought Timberlake and Seyfried were pretty terrific. Nobody else seems to agree with me. Everyone else is like, oh, they're awful. Awful.
And the whole premise of buying time
is that you have time instead of cash. Yeah.
Right.
So after at age 25, your body just says, okay, we're shutting down. And you get one more year. And so now you have to go to work. And, you know, at the end of your work day, you'll get like 2 weeks. And then you go to the grocery store and you have to pay and groceries cost a month. So everybody's screwed, basically, except the really rich people with a lot of time who've got like centuries on
their
hands.
You're not allowed to start working before then to gain time?
No, you probably can. They just don't really get into it, I guess.
No,
I think you just kind of hang
out. Isn't
that
something that you should kind of maybe look into?
I don't know. They might have. It just might have escaped me. I don't know. But you'd think you'd save early. It's like, well, I'm 10. I'm working at a sweatshop because I need more
Well,
I need more
something.
Time.
At least a
something.
Summer job.
Yeah. But it's kind of fascinating.
What happens if you die in a car wreck?
Well, that's the thing. You can die through a violent accident. That's how
that
that's how you go.
That just erases all the time?
Yes, but
otherwise, no one dies of cancer or anything?
No, exactly. And so nobody who's like really rich, like one of the cool things about the movie is that Justin Timberlake keeps getting away from people because he can run. Because people with money don't learn to do that. You don't learn to run. Because what's the point? You know, you don't have to stay healthy.
Yeah.
So there's no point in moving fast. You could just trip on something and then die. So nobody runs. You know, you just walk around with a walk around with champagne.
So
Timberlake just runs down the street and they're like, oh, he's getting away. You know, which is hilarious.
So if someone dies violently, can they harvest their time or no?
No, the time just stops.
Time is gone.
Okay. Absolutely. Once you're dead. It's fascinating. I had a ball. I thought it was really cool.
Okay.
So anyway.
You liked In Time.
I liked In Time. I did not like Puss in Boots,
which
I was kind of hoping I would. It was like, well, it had potential, I think. That's a fun character from Shrek.
You didn't care.
There were a couple moments you really enjoyed, but it's not
it's
worth
kind
going
of like
to.
What I expected to happen at Johnny English, where I was like, okay, this will be fun for 3 minutes and then no more. And that whole movie was actually pretty good. And this one was fun for about 3 minutes, and then it stopped. And the problem is they turned it into this. It's a big summertime blockbuster, basically. It's a big Raiders of the Lost Ark thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looks cool, looks great, but it's nothing but explosions and derring do and jumping around and the score bashing you on the head. And it's like, and so there's no charm. It's just like, okay, well, it's loud and antic. Now I'm bored. So,
but what about for kids?
I don't know. I guess, sure. I mean, just throw a lot of colors and shiny lights in kids' eyes. They're fine, you know, they're okay. I don't know.
And it's then
just
the third one.
It just had no personality. It was just kind of dreary.
Okay.
And then The Rum Diary with Johnny Depp.
The Rum
Depp.
Diary.
Yeah, playing Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, good for about 20 minutes.
Well,
really good for about 20 minutes.
I really need more than 20 good minutes.
Yeah,
out of the
movie. As did I. The problem is that it's not as crazy as
it's
subject.
Not much of a story.
It's an okay story. Yeah. I mean, it's Hunter Thompson disguised as this other guy, but it shows his early years in Puerto Rico, and he was just kind of getting started becoming Hunter Thompson.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, you know, I mean, he's sloshed throughout this thing, and he gets into drugs in a kind of cool way. But the movie is just so kind of TV movie blah that you don't really kind of feel any of the energy. You know, it just needed a different director, I think, and a slightly more interesting script. But
it's
okay.
He's not that interesting a character yet.
He's really not. No, no. And he pops his eyes every once in a while and, you know, looks bleary eyed and you know, does his slurry thing. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Mike's time here is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures. We're going to have a 4-pack of passes to go see any movie you like, and we've got some... Mike, you say there's 4 movies opening up today?
Well, there's 2 new ones and then 2 old ones that have finally made their way to us.
Okay. Well, let's get started with the 2 new ones that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Number 1 on the list, and why wouldn't it be... A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
Now, this is the 3rd movie in the series.
I like the part where they shoot shoot the Santa down, and the Santa's laying there. And
yeah.
It's like, what the?
I just giggled.
This is what I don't get about that particular Santa. There's these Disney movies called, like, the Santa Buddies, where these talking dogs help him save Christmas. Mm-hmm. They're horrible movies.
I don't know about that.
But this Santa, you wouldn't. It's just on the Disney Channel. It's not theatrically released. But this guy's face is just so weird looking. I don't know why they make him Santa Claus. Like, it looks like he's got on way too much makeup or something, and it's just weird. And then when I see this guy in the Santa Buddies, I'm like, that's the ugliest Santa ever. And then he shows up in this movie as Santa.
And they shoot him.
Yeah, I might like that part the best.
Oh, see, maybe that's subversive. Maybe they know he's terrible. Let's shoot him.
I don't think they shoot him on purpose.
Yeah, I think it's an accidental
shooting. Firing off a
gun.
In this clip, and now I still haven't seen Harold and Kumar Go to Guantanamo.
Seriously?
Bay. Yeah.
Oh,
I still haven't seen
it. Oh, it's totally worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the original, but it's fun.
I might have to rent that just to know what's going on in the third part of the trilogy.
And Neil Patrick Harris yet again shows up.
Yet again.
Well, in this clip, they're asking Neil Patrick Harris, how are you still alive?
How are you still alive?
What are you talking about?
We saw you get shot, remember?
You have to be more specific.
In that whorehouse?
In Texas.
You branded a prostitute.
Remember? Oh, yeah. The reason we're here is I was wondering if
I can get you one of those Christmas trees from set. Sure, no problem.
How'd you know that?
I can read your mind.
Thanks, Neil.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. We'll see you in the 4th one.
That's funny.
You got to be more specific about when you were shot.
When I was murdered in a whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I need you to be more specific.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I love these movies.
Yeah.
I hope it's good.
That's opening today.
Well, you know, if they're putting the Christmas stuff up already in the store, so why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
No, bring it on.
Yeah.
I'm even going to see this one in 3D. I try to avoid that, but I think you got to see this
one
now in
3D. This
one feels important to see in 3D.
See, this is the perfect movie for me. Because Rhonda's going to want to go because there's snow in it.
Right.
Oh, you win. Nicely
and I get
done.
To, you know. So as opposed to having to sit through.
Yeah.
You are part of the
Fred
very
Claus.
Specific demographic that made this movie for.
Yeah. Because Rhonda, anything with snow in it, doesn't
That's
matter.
That's it? Wow, okay.
She watched, what did she watch last weekend? And then it was who's the painter? Kincaid.
Okay, Thomas Kincaid.
Thomas Kincaid.
Yeah.
He's got his own movies.
What?
I
didn't know about that.
You know, well, he's got the paintings.
Yeah.
He's got all the, you know, the figurines and all that business. Uh-huh. Apparently, he's also got his own film company that makes these kind of...
So movies that look like the plates?
That feel like the plates, anyway.
Wow.
So this one is
Gadzooks.
Perfect for
all
me.
All right.
Also opening today, we've got Tower Heist. When a billionaire steals the retirement money, the workers at a luxury condominium come up with a plan to even the score. Eddie Murphy and Ben Stiller are in this. Here's a clip from Tower Heist in theaters today.
In a robbery, things can change quickly. You go from hot to cold, just like that. You have to be ready to adapt to the situation. You have to be able to think on your feet. I was on a job a few days ago where my homie got shot in the face.
He's kidding, right?
Get shot in the head, it's over.
If you get shot in your head, it's over. If you get shot in your face, the bullet will go in your cheek, then come out the other side. Then what you gonna do?
Die. I'm gonna die. I saw a television show once about a guy who got shot in the head with a nail gun. Couldn't even remember how to chew anymore. He had to put everything in a blender.
Yo, he couldn't figure out how to chew, but he could operate a Cuisinart.
I don't think he operated it himself.
All right, can we just focus, please? It's 16 degrees.
That's right, let's focus.
Sounded like Matthew Broderick was in that, too.
It sounds like he might be the funniest thing in it. I'm kind of amused by that.
Why is he starting to sound like that Johnny Galecki?
Who?
That Broderick?
Matthew Broderick.
Oh,
I think
he
they
does
always
sound.
Have.
Yeah.
I think Galecki's just sounded like him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess
just Galecki's more famous now, right?
I guess I just never noticed it.
So that's
they should play father
today.
And son at some point.
They could
they?
Because they're just,
they absolutely should.
And they could be in the it could be siblings, a scene in the dark when they're talking to each other and no one knows who's saying what.
Do you know they did a sequel to War Games last year and it was about his kid breaking into?
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah,
was
I don't think
it just a directed.
It must have been
thing?
Right because I don't remember.
Yeah,
you
it didn't come
that.
Out for yeah. sure.
What else is opening that I'm not aware of?
Oh, we're getting
the Shakespeare thing.
The Shakespeare thing, Anonymous. The one about did Shakespeare actually write his own plays or not?
Yes, he did. Next.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
move on.
Yeah,
but it looks kind of beautiful.
If he didn't,
yeah.
if he didn't, who was running around that did?
Yeah. Well, that's what the film you will know? Show. Yes.
Oh yeah, there's other people that
Shakespeare. Yeah,
other people that are writing this way.
Conspiracy theory runs yeah. around all the time.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, there are some
though
theories
I get
that
it,
are
that,
sure. semi plausible.
Yeah. Right,
but who cares sort of, really?
Right,
at the
right,
end of the day,
right?
And also, this really tiny little independent movie is coming out today called The Way by Emilio Estevez, starring Martin Sheen. Have you heard about this
now, name?
Now,
this is about Martin Sheen walking across Spain.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he walks across Spain.
Yeah.
But Martin Sheen does.
That's all I know. But it's Martin Sheen walking across Spain, so yeah. I'm on board.
Not
I'll
the
watch
Martin
that
Sheen
guy
character.
No, I think it's the Martin Sheen character. I think. I don't think it's a documentary.
No.
Is that
he's playing a character.
Oh, he is
yeah,
playing
yeah.
a character.
Yeah.
So he might be grumbling
no,
under his breath
this,
that he's still in Saigon.
Yes. This, exactly.
There's this very spiritual walk across Spain that takes about it takes about a month to do.
Yeah.
And it's his character doing
I'm
it.
I'm in shock that we got it. I didn't think that would ever happen. So
yeah.
I'll give that a whirl.
And
love
wasn't Martin there? Sheen. Wasn't there a movie that you were talking about online done by some local guys?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's talk about that. The Blue Box Limited guys,
yeah.
Scott Beck and Brian Woods, who've got a production company in Bettendorf and now also have a production company in Los Angeles. They've got a new short film on available on iTunes called Impulse, kind of an end-of-the-world thriller. That's
filmed
pretty,
in Bettendorf because
pretty fantastic.
That is the end of the world, isn't it, friends?
I think it's filmed in Perry, Iowa, actually.
Okay.
But it's good.
Does
it's,
it rival Megafault?
You know, I still haven't seen Megafault.
Shame
I'm
on
terrible.
You, Mike
No, I've got, to, I've got friends in it. I need to see that thing. I can't believe I haven't seen that
They
yet.
Won't be your friends after you've seen this movie.
That's what they tell me, which is why I'm not watching it.
Yeah, it'll cost you. It'll cost
something.
You. Are they good friends?
We're here for this earthquake
if
seminar.
If they're good friends, don't see the movie.
A couple of them are good friends, yeah.
We're
yeah,
here for the really earthquake is. Seminar, and what's all this rumbling?
What's
Pay
happening?
No attention to the rumbling.
I kind of need to see it, though. I just
you
want
do
tell
need
them.
To see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if your friend was in a porn, you'd have to watch it, just never mention it. Right?
Our buddy next door over there plays the...
He's the heroine.
He
excuse me?
No. Brittany Murphy is the heroine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's not the way I saw it.
He's a dim-witted RV driver.
Okay.
And he just keeps asking, like, the whole world is going to end, and they're trying to, using a giant satellite, they freeze, using a freeze laser, they're able to freeze the earthquake to stop it from ripping the world in half.
Oh,
right?
That's good. All right.
And dope next door is driving his RV, and they put the entire operation to save the world on hold to pull him and his idiot kids out of the RV.
Right.
And he just keeps saying this the whole movie. What's going on? What is happening? What is happening? What is going on?
Yeah, so basically,
that sounds fantastic.
The entire world is basically at peril because of this dummy in his RV.
Yeah, he can't figure out where he's driving. Yeah.
Okay.
It's worth seeing.
Sold.
If for no other reason, my favorite part of the movie isn't even Goose in the RV. My favorite part of the movie is when the mega fault, you see,
yeah,
it releases all this lava. So now the volcanoes all over the world are going nuts, right?
Okay. All right.
Aspen, Colorado, the lava rises up to the streets so that people are melting as they're walking on the streets.
Because that would happen. Okay.
I find even more implausible is it was shot in the village of East Davenport. So Aspen, Colorado, all the bars have Iowa Hawkeye stuff up in the windows. See, that's what I find even more implausible than the whole lava thing.
Oh, my
thing.
God.
I don't know how science works.
I want to watch this right this second.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have changed the script to, as opposed to trying to save the RV. They just, like, shoot it.
Kill him.
Yeah,
kill this dope and his dumb kids.
Just blow this RV up so we can go on with the rest of our plan.
Yes, so that we can save the entire world.
Right.
Goose and his idiot kids in the RV need to die.
Right. And I'd love to see some sort of laser. Whatever. Get him.
What is going on here?
It's something really else. Excited now.
It's something else.
Okay.
He delivers his lines like rock quarry on the old Flintstones. But I am rock quarry. What is going on here?
I don't think she ever made another movie.
No.
No, she made a couple after that.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never the same, though.
No, it was the death knell for her career, that's for sure. Let's give away these movie tickets to Rave Motion Pictures there on 53rd Street. Okay. If you're the ninth caller, we'll give you tickets to see any movie you like. In fact, a four-pack of tickets. Take three friends to the pictures or go see four movies by yourself if you're some sort of shut-in. I don't know. None of my business what you do with the tickets. 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Mike will read your reviews online at rcreader.com on Twitter. Mike Schultz, at Mike Schultz now, all one word. At Mike Schultz now.
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
On Twitter. Sure. That's an easy way to follow him on Twitter and get the reviews in nice, concise, little, easy-to-read packages.